Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
It's really about choosing the energy that you allow in your life. So for me, it just also means surrounding myself with good people and positive self-talk.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hello, my peeps. Are you feeling seen and heard today? Well, I'd like you to know that I see you, I hear you. When you send me those messages and tell me what you're going through or how these episodes make you feel, I listen. I use your comments and stories to inspire me to give you more of what might aid you in your journey of life. We are all fellow travelers passing through, touching each other in small but perhaps significant ways. What is life if not the expressway to our becoming? And who we become is inspired by the experiences we have with others and the lessons we gain from them. Yet we live in a time where we have swapped genuine human interaction for followers and likes. We spend more time online than offline. And what we have really given up are the day-to-day experiences that help us grow as individuals. Can we still grow by curating our personality to cater to our online audience? Or have we sacrificed who we are for who we need to be? For that someone to tap the little red heart for you. Being liked is no longer a feeling. It is a number on our screen. Are we a generation starved for attention? Is that why we constantly seek validation and our worth in the digital space? Is our value and worth dictated by the number of our followers, the likes on our post, the comments on our Instagram? Have we gone so far from ourselves that we are confused by our digital persona versus who we are in reality? Are we no different from bots that we forgot? It is not a numbers game after all. There are a lot of content creators today, but not everyone gets the chance to really be seen and heard. Well, at least not by a large enough audience that sits up to take notice. And yet there are those who beat the odds, who have made quite the digital presence for themselves, most importantly, without losing themselves. What have had they to sacrifice to get there? Or perhaps the better question is, what have they learned on their road trip to that blue check mark next to their Instagram handle? There must be more to what meets the eye. Which is why we talked to Rhea Prieto today, whose Facebook page reads, Fashion and Beauty Editor, Stylist, and Curator of All Things Exquisite and Exotic, Curious and Classic. As an editor-in-chief of Enquirer Red, to having her own column, Rhea recommends in Philippine Daily Enquirer, Rhea has reached pinnacles of success in the world of fashion and publishing. Rhea started the Rhea Prieto Company for consultancy in 2018 and also owns luxury boutique 8 Soho and clothing brand, The Eight. Welcome to the Project Loving Myself podcast, Rhea.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Rhea, for coming on to the show. I am so grateful for your time because I know you are so busy. You are traveling. You're handling so many different projects, as we just heard. So I really appreciate your time here.
Well, I appreciate your time also because I know everyone's busy. And I am honored that you actually chose to spend an hour with me. It means a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Rhea, you've become hugely successful with Rhea Recommends. Rhea is you, but your recommendations sort of have their own, I would say, personality. They have their own life. And I almost see like there's Rhea and then there's Rhea Recommends. So tell me a little bit about how you got into blogging and how you got from there into this personality in the digital space of Rhea Recommends.
First off, I've been in publishing for more than more than 20 years. So even before the social media explosion, I've been an editor, a fashion and beauty editor. So when all these happened, it was something new to me. And, you know, before, people who write or editors were always in the background. And then this social media thing actually puts you in the foreground, which, if my friends who really, really know me know that I'm quite a shy person and I'm actually very private. And I know that with Instagram, that doesn't seem that way. It doesn't seem that way. But at the same time, someone really told me, Rhea, if you don't go and put your Instagram on public, and all these things, then, you know, the world is changing. You will be left behind. No one is going to be waiting for you. And all the content that you've written before, it will just disappear. Because we know that the internet and social media is so much more powerful now. So, and the presence is there, right? So I just really told myself, I have to be open. And if it's something that I want to do, then I should commit to it. But then the question was, what did I want to do? So I wanted to still enter as an editor, which I am. And editors naturally really recommend things. That's what we do. I feel like that's our job. Like if we see something and we get invited to all these press launches and all that. And so we just write about what we see and write about. Personally, I write about what I like. If there's something or a product that's launched that doesn't suit me, then I choose not to write about it. So when I open my IG, I realize I want to put Rhea Recommend so people know, or maybe, you know what, more than that, I know why I'm there. So I normally post if I like an outfit, because people want to see what I wear, or like the places I go to, or if there's a launch, if there's a makeup that I love to use, you can see it on my IG or my IG stories. If I unbox things that I love, I put it out there. Honestly, if there's an unboxing and the product doesn't suit me, or it's something that I don't personally use, I don't even unbox it. I mean, I don't put it out there.
Right. So Rhea, what you're talking about is really, I want to say it's about staying relevant, right? In today's dynamic, how we live our lives, how we do things. We go to social media for our recommendations. We go to people we like. That's, you know, we follow the people we like, the people we relate to. And we might not necessarily know anything about their private life or who they are as individuals, but we like sort of what they're recommending, or we like what they show us. It's their expertise packaged in sort of what they communicate out to Instagram. So has it been hard for you? Because as a private person, you are a certain type of a person, but then you're also someone who people look up to for the kinds of looks you put together. People look up to you for your taste, right? So has it been sort of difficult to be Rhea in private and then be Rhea Recommends in public?
I would honestly, I would say that it's not that it's difficult, but it's challenging for me. In fact, if you see all my photos, most are like very intentional and deliberate, meaning, you know, I find it impressive and I'm amazed when people just shoot like what they're doing today and they'll shoot and they'll post. I'm not really like that because in the core of it, I feel I'm really an editor. So even the photos that I put out, I want it a certain way. There's a certain standard. In fact, my friend goes, you know, and I have really good friends that advise me. That's the truth. And one of them is Patrice, and Patrice Diaz was telling me, when you put out photos, Rhea, it should look like, from an editor's point of view, more like what you'd put out in a magazine, because you are an editor and that's the eye people want to see. And I really appreciate when people are honest with me because it reminds me like, oh yeah, I have to put out these types of things. So my posts are very intentional. The brands that I work with, even if, of course, I appreciate when brands try to like work with me, but if it's something that I really don't do in my private life or like, I just really won't. It's not that you don't want to earn, but I want to think long term. And, you know, people who follow me, I feel they know anyway that if I don't do, if like, I just really want to safeguard that, like what I stand for. And I want to be, I want to think long term every time I do something. So, yeah, so my IG is intentional. And that's what I always want to remember. Why? It's difficult, but it's also a job for me. And I honestly, I enjoy my followers. They've been kind. And I also follow people who I like, who are inspiring. And that's how I want to use the platform. So if people can be negative and all, I just block it out. In the end, I am in control of who I follow and who I listen to. And I feel vice versa.
That makes a lot of sense. And you know, Rhea, I can see now that Rhea recommends is the editor, and that's what you put out on Instagram. That's why it's very intentional. Even the photos are from that editor point of view. And then there's Rhea Prieto, who you are at home with your family, with your friends. And that's not necessarily the person that you share on Instagram. Because when I scroll, I really see the editor. I don't necessarily go into the glimpse of, you know, Rhea at her, you know, at her private, in her private space. And that too was intentional?
Yes. I mean, honestly, if I put my kids out there, the truth, I know that I'll get more followers or like I'd get more endorsements because so many brands have approached me. And at the same time, like even like household stuff, like so many brands of cleaning stuff have approached me. And I just have to remember that when you open yourself up, like my kids are young, although one wants to every time I unbox, I do have a child, Dimitri, who for the longest time wanted to join. And then it's good because the minute he joined, I'm not very natural in camera. He's such a natural that I forget that I am actually doing a video, so it looks more natural because he distracts me. So yes, because also my husband, he's very private. A lot of times people are like, you're not with your husband, how come this is what you put there? Honestly, sometimes he's the one who takes a photo. So but you know, yeah. I think it's healthy for me that this is work and I have my private life, and that's what. And there's so many other things that I do anyway as a person, you know, so you have to also keep some things for yourself. And like when I said, I'm very shy, it's true. So when I put myself out there, that's already something that I feel is something that takes energy away from me. So I try to protect my energy and my space. So everything that I put out there, when I do, I'm happy about it. And the things that I want to keep private, that's my decision. And some people are great with doing other things, but you know, it's something personal to me when I do something.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I wonder also, Rhea, whether it's the need or the desire sometimes to keep one thing in our life private. And the reason I'm posing this thought out there is because when I was not very public on Instagram, I would feel more comfortable sharing lots of pictures of my life. But as I started to gain followers and people started to write into me from outside my friend circle or my, you know, so then I started to notice that I was a little bit more, again, intentional, choosy about what I was putting out there. And I found myself not really posting as much about my children, not posting as much about my husband. And sometimes I feel a little bit even more comfortable posting pictures of my children. But my relationship with my husband, it's like the one thing I keep private. Like I don't want to repeatedly post photographs about that. Every now and then I will, maybe it's like a special occasion, but I noticed this, that I was somehow naturally doing this. And I wondered, you know, is this the one area of my life I want to keep to myself because it's mine? You know, it's the one area I don't want anyone else's eyes sort of on. And so I was kind of thinking about this as well. So what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, first off, my husband doesn't want to be a part of it. So I have to respect that. And I understand that because I think it's such a luxury to lead a private life. And that's like, that's for me. Like I said, but then for my kids, I want them to be able to choose what they want. Personally, I think that they're already exposed to certain things. So the less exposure, I want them to focus on sports. They're boys. So I just want them to focus on sports and do other things. And anyway, you know what? It's not like they see me doing it. In fact, they laugh at me about it. They make fun of it. So it's not like they're not aware of it. But they really never really also showed an interest to be part of it. And they're still so young. I think, well, at least for my kids at this age, I don't trust them to make decisions for themselves that I know will ultimately affect their future. You know, I don't know if they might want to post something. I might post a butt pic, or, you know, and then they'll be embarrassed in how many years or like, I don't know, like the things that I endorse, maybe they don't even want it. So, or, well, I never did endorse anything. But what I'm trying to say is, like, there are certain things I just feel like it's not important to them. I don't think they'll gain anything from it, to be honest. I don't see the value of it. And if anything, it will be something that will be of value to me. So I want to respect their path, I guess. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. I think this is what I really appreciate about you. And that's why I started this episode talking a little bit about sometimes us getting lost in the digital space, you know, in the world of social media. And what you're talking about is sort of having those boundaries, having very clear intentions, you know, respecting other people that you care about and you know, what might be their point of view, what might be their desires to be or not be on social media. And I think that that takes a little bit of understanding and awareness to have that kind of impact with social media, as you're still able to go out there and, you know, drive your message across the way you choose to, but have very clear boundaries of how much of yourself you're going to share and who you're going to bring into that.
Also, like I said, is when I entered as an editor, and I was never in like a parenting magazine. So it's not something, you know, one time someone asked me if I wanted to like work on a parenting magazine. And to be honest, this is what I said. I said, I'm already a parent at home. I'm tired. I don't want to work and try to be another parent. Like, it's really, it's not something like I want to do. Like, I'm already a parent. I don't want to have to write about it. I don't even know if what I'm doing is correct. I don't think I have the authority. My kids are just babies. I mean, I think that every parent tries their best. But if I wanted to be a parenting magazine, maybe when my kids are really successful, then I would be like, this is me. I mean, I would be confident and say I can give good advice. So like, as a parent, like I feel like also my social media, beauty and fashion, it's an escape to parenthood. You know, like, yeah. I personally, I feel like everyone is multifaceted. There's so many dimensions. So I'm not just a mother. I'm also a girl who loves makeup. I'm also this person who loves getting dressed. In fact, more than going out, because for me, when I get dressed, I'm taking care of me. And like, I love to eat. I love to travel. I have friends. So when I open my Instagram, that's who I wanted to speak to. Those are the people I want to be talking to. Kikai girls who loves makeup, who loves dressing up, who likes fixing their homes, to a, you know, a person who loves to see beautiful things, because it's also an escape for me. I love my kids, but I can't be a parent 24/7 thinking of them. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
So also, I guess in my space, it's better off for me and my mental health. And maybe there's two, that it's divided. Some people do it amazingly well and good for them, but I can't, it's not in my personality. In fact, just thinking about it kind of rattles me. So
yeah. That's amazing. So you know who you are, and you are doing what you believe in, you know, what brings joy to you. And instead of sort of maybe succumbing to what everybody else out there is doing, which is kind of interesting too. Now, Rhea, what you do, which is putting yourself out there in an editorial way, for example, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of trust in yourself to do so. So tell me about, you know, the Rhea before all of this, and how you grew to be this person who feels confident enough to recommend, to share your point of view with other people.
I think sharing my point of view was an easy thing, because that's like, I'm very honest in that sense. Like, if I like something, I'll say it and I like to share it. So that for me is natural. What's difficult, or what's the challenge, is when I have to like take a picture, which I do a lot, I know. And like, but then at the end of the day, I realized, like I said, if you want to unfollow me, you can. And I realized when I started loving women, meaning, and I want girls to celebrate who they are, I became more supportive of it. And then I learned that I should be supportive of my... I was always supportive of it. I loved it. But at the same time, I realized I have to be kind to myself too and support myself, you know, in that sense. So I read somewhere that you have to speak nicely to yourself. And I'm also always trying to do that. So it's not even about being confident. I wish I could tell you I'm confident. But more than that, I think I know where my intention is. So that's what's important to me. So if I put out something, it's not to like say whatever. It's just really, I guess, a woman trying to like celebrate and wanting to reach out to people who are like me, because I like looking at things. I like being inspired. I like learning things. So that's the audience I want to speak to. And I think it's a very celebratory vibe as opposed to putting a person down. So if that's the person I want to speak to, then that's who I have to be towards myself. I don't know if it, but that's what I.
It makes sense.
Okay, thank you.
Very, okay, it's so very beautiful.
Okay.
No, so there are a couple of things I'm hearing. First of all, the one thing you said in the beginning is that you had a purpose, right? You wanted to celebrate women. And so that's what comes across. That's what drives what you do. And even if you don't have, you know, that abundance of confidence, or even if you don't have some of the other traits, that, by the way, when we look at you, it looks like you have all of it, but maybe you don't necessarily feel completely like you are as confident as you want to be. But when you have that purpose, that drives you, and it becomes very easy to go ahead and do, you know, whatever your purpose is, which is to celebrate women, to honor them. And I like also what you said, which is when you realize that that was what you wanted to do, or that's who you are, then you had to also make sure you were authentic, and that, you know, you were kind to yourself, you were celebrating yourself. And so often I find our purpose in the world has a lot to do with the things we have to learn for ourselves. You know, it's kind of like a mirror. I'm out there to heal people and to help them and, you know, help them discover who they are and love themselves. And in the process, I'm learning to do the same thing for myself, which is really beautiful. So what do you think? Like, do you feel like that's kind of captures what you were saying?
I guess. I mean, yeah, in the sense that I think we're all just trying to find our path. So I just want to also be kind to myself. That's all. Yeah. And like, I know that, and kinder to other people, because it's not easy. Nothing's easy. So I just want to have that perspective and point of view that I extend to myself and to others. So like I said, when I follow people, I just want to make sure I have good intentions. That's why I follow them. I don't follow people to make fun of them, or, you know, or if I think I don't like the content so much, then I don't follow them. I also choose who I bring in, the energies I bring into my life. And it did take a while before I learned that, because it's sometimes it's just when you enter something that's new, you get like a washing machine. You know, you get like, you get engrossed in these things. And then after, when you get tired, you realize you don't need to do everything, or you just stick to what you're comfortable with. And at some point, everything's quiet and things are easier. But more than that, I feel like when you take out all these things that you think are important, you're also a kinder person to other people, because you realize that it's not easy. But at the same time, it is a choice.
I love the washing machine example. So spot on. Amazing. So Rhea, tell me something. There are a lot of people out there who want to do what you do. They want to put their point of view across, you know, whether it's through blogging, whether it's through something that they want to say via Instagram. What do you think it is that made you successful? Because you started at a time where blogging was still, you know, I wouldn't say that it was something everybody was doing, right? And then you've grown to have this brand, Rhea Recommends. You have a column, you know, people know Rhea Recommends. So how have you built yourself up in this way? What kind of advice would you give other people?
First off, I don't necessarily think I'm successful, but I do know that I'm enjoying what I do. And for those who want to just put themselves out there, just do it, because no one else will help you do that for yourself. That's what I personally think. And it's always scary in the beginning, but really it doesn't matter. I feel it's about energy. If you know your intention and you think that you're coming from a good place, then really nothing should, and no one, you shouldn't allow people to stop you. In fact, if anything, I learned that when you want to do something, sometimes it's important not to tell anyone, just to do it. Because, and I always tell my friends that too, sometimes you have to be careful of the things you share if you haven't started it yet, because I believe in energy and not everyone is well-intended. So if you want to do something, go. No one's stopping you, and you owe it to yourself to just try different things. And like I said, I don't think I'm successful. I mean, but I know that I know the my intention, and that's what matters to me.
I completely relate to what you're saying about not telling people what you're going to do sometimes, or not sharing, not oversharing. And so this is something that I've been through, is when I was a lot younger and I would want to kind of tell everybody what, because I'd be so excited about what I wanted to do, and I would go ahead and share it with everybody. And sometimes you wouldn't necessarily always get the most positive and supportive comments from other people, or there would be like jealousy and envy and things like that. And I remember that it took some personal growth on my part to get to a point where it didn't matter what other people said. But for most people, it does matter. It does affect us. And sometimes it's the people closest to us that might say things. Sometimes it's the people closest to us that might say things that dissuade us, that kind of make it a lot harder for us to reach our goals. So tell me about that. Is there a story behind what you, what advice you just shared? Like, is there something that you can share with us on how you learned that lesson? Or perhaps if there were certain challenges in your life that you would care to share with us, and tell us a little bit about how you got through them.
When I said that, I mean, you know, when you're young, you're excited and you just say things and whatever. And I realized, like, I really, like, and it's not that I don't, I am very choosy. I know who my core is. Like I told you, I mentioned one girl, remember, Patrice? Like, some people are really brutal and will tell me, you know, the things that you post. And I accept it. But what I'm trying to say is I'm also very aware of the people around me and their intentions in that sense. And so if I have to like discuss something with someone, it's just probably one or two people, and depends on what it's about. Because in the end, like I said, unless you try, no one really knows, you know. And like so it's very important who you ask advice from. And I'm just sharing what I do. Like when I do something, there are only certain people I really ask advice from, or like I confide in, because like I said, not everyone, I mean, I'm sure it's not even on purpose. Maybe they're scared too, but fear is something that when you want to do something, if it really won't cost you money, just go for it. That's what I feel, because the fear that sometimes you have, that's already enough. And then if someone just says something because they want you to be careful, it may come from a good place, but
right.
Is it the real, it's something that it's not even, if it's, you know, some things you don't even have to hear anymore. Like you just need people who want the best for you. And when I say the best, sometimes honestly, when I say the best, it means they're confident that you can do what you want to do. And I'm not, you know, just sometimes belief helps you go
further
forward. Yeah. And yeah, it's really, really helpful. And like I said, nothing's easy when you're starting something. So you have to surround yourself. I surround myself with positive people, that if it doesn't work out, then it's okay. At least, honestly, at least you tried.
Right. So that's something actually that makes a lot of sense to me, that you should have a lot of people around you, that their role is not necessarily to tell you what to do or what not to do, mm-hmm. but their role is to believe in you.
Yes.
And support you no matter what, that they're there for you.
Yes.
Whether, you know, whether you're successful or you're not, they're kind of your cheering squad.
Right.
They believe in you so much that sometimes that in itself propels you forward, is knowing mm-hmm. that there are people who believe in you so much. And I think surrounding yourself with that right inner circle can keep you quite safe in whatever you choose to pursue in your life. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. And sometimes they even see things that you don't. So yeah. It even adds on to you. And I believe that. Like, there are people, you know, we see ourselves a certain way. And it's always good to surround yourself with people who are well-intended, you know, so they open yourself. You become a bit braver. And that's a good thing. Or like, you know, yeah. Even a bit crazy. You know, yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah, anything. Yeah. I feel like as long as you want to do something, just try. I mean, that's good.
Like, why not? Right. Just try. Yeah. It may or may not work out, but why not? Just try it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Everyone successful tried. That's what they did.
That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Rhea, talk to me about mental health. Have you had to deal with mental health in any way, whether it's with people around you, with your own? What would be your advice or your experiences on that particular subject?
I think personally, I've gone through things that have affected my mental health. And that, I mean, in so many aspects of my life. And what really helped me, well, this is just really to be able to tell yourself it's okay that you're sad, or you can't always be present. It's good if you step back. It's good to get away. And you're not, if you feel like you're being selfish, that's okay. It's okay to be selfish sometimes, because you can't give what you don't have. And if you're not whole, it affects everyone around you. Sometimes it's better if you're not even there, you know, for the time being.
Rhea, doesn't that make the people around you feel like you're copping out or you're running away? Like, how do they react when you need to take time for yourself? You need to step away. How do you manage that?
If they feel like I'm copping out or I'm stepping away, it's because I am. And it's okay. Like, I am copping out and I am stepping away. I mean, I am not that strong, or like, there's the times that I can't deal with certain things, and that's okay, because I'm aware I can't. And whatever they think, and if that's what they think, then it's okay, because it's the truth. And if they love me or have respect for me, then they should be able to give me that space. Because if I had a friend or a loved one who I feel needs space, I want that person to take all the time that they need to, like, just rebuild or feel whole again. And that's okay, because I'm a mother and I want my kids to see that sometimes I have to step out, because I'm not just their mother. You know, I think it's also healthy for them to see that there are different aspects to a person, and they have to respect that. And I think that will make them a better husband. You know, I like respect people in their journeys. I mean, if they see that, if sometimes I'm tapping out, that's fine too. Doesn't make me, I don't think I'm less of a person or less than it doesn't make me feel like a bad mom, because I'm a person, and they have to see that I'm not there to always be mothering them, or I'm not there always, like, you know, I have employees too, that you know, there's so many things that I have to deal with, but at the same time there's also me, and I want to put myself first, to be honest, because I want to be happy when I'm around the people I love. And yeah. If I'm tired, I'm not going to be happy, and I'm going to be resenting them. And that's something I don't want them to feel. And that's also, more than anything, I don't want to feel that way towards them.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, and that's the key, that, you know, you want to be happy around the people you love, because if you're anything other than that, then you're not really doing anything for them. So I like that sentiment, and I do completely agree with you on that. Now, how do you manage, though? How do you manage your time between the children, the business, you know, your clothing brand, Rhea Recommends? How do you handle sort of the demands of your daily life?
I'm very fortunate because I'm surrounded by people who are amazing. Like, I have an amazing team, and I think I'm smart in the sense that I hire smarter people. So my team, they're amazing. Honestly, I learn from them. My kids, they're amazing. I mean, they see me work, but they also see that, I mean, they have a nanny. We're lucky, you know. In truth, I feel like we're lucky that we have help. And like, and everyone around me, I feel, is supportive. So it's not that, of course, sometimes it gets, I guess, challenging. But the truth is, I also put myself in this space, and it was a choice. And I'm lucky because I'm blessed that I can choose what I want to do. And so I choose to do what I love. And that for me is something that not everyone has the opportunity to do. So I know that. Yeah. I'm very blessed in that sense. So I really, the challenges that I have, I chose. So
I want to highlight that. The challenges I have, I chose. I love that line. It's such a light bulb. The challenges I have, I chose.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, but like about being a mother and whatever and how I divide my time, I really don't know. I feel like every day is different. There are days that I'm there with my kids, but there are days I talk to them for 15 minutes if I'm too busy. So meaning I'm kind of an autopilot, but I try to I really don't know how to act. Like, there's really no formula, but I know that I try. And that's all I can do. But like I said, I know that I'm also very well aware that I have so much help around me. And
that's the honest truth, right? Yeah. That's the truth. That's how you do it. You take every day the way it is and you do your best. And so we go back to something you said earlier, which is I try. And that's what matters. That's absolutely what matters. Now, tell me about what you do for your well-being. What are the different rituals or activities that you do for your mental, physical, emotional well-being, or to just keep yourself sane?
I think the most important is I learned to be kind to myself, because a lot of times we judge ourselves. Well, I used to I used to judge myself so much, or like doubt, whatever. So now I just want to be kind to myself. I mean, positive talk towards myself is very important. And I also do take care of, like I said, I'm a kikai. So I like makeup when I prepare. In fact, my friends say, you're so funny. You take a longer time sometimes to get ready, and then you just want to leave. And for me, that's my space. Like when I do makeup, it's like therapy. I don't know. I just enjoy it, to be honest. And when I get dressed, I love it. I go to the derma if I need to. I love having my nails done. I mean,
self-care.
I go on vacation. Yeah. I speak to myself a lot. So it sounds crazy. I think I'm well aware of what I need. So if
on this show, talking to yourself is not crazy. Talking to yourself is, mental health practice.
Yeah. It's important to be in tune with yourself, so that if you think, I need a break, then I'll go somewhere, or I go on vacation, or I have lunch with my friends, or, you know, it's just, it's nothing crazy. Sometimes it's even as simple as I love, like, for me, a bath is a luxury. You know, little things, it's not really big things, but I think it's the little breaks that you give to yourself that sustains you. It keeps you, like, sane.
Yeah. Little breaks. So it doesn't have to be big, grand gestures. It's just little tiny things that, you know, give you that extra boost of self-care and self-love. And, you know, you talked about doing your nails. You enjoy doing your nails.
I was just thinking,
Yeah, I was just thinking about during the pandemic, the one thing I didn't do was get my nails done because I really just didn't want people over. I didn't want to go there. I was pregnant, you know, all of that. So when things started to get a lot better, I started to do my nails again. And I forgot how therapeutic it is to get your nails done. It's just, you know, it's like you just sit back and it's like all the cares in the world float away as you get your nails done. It's just like suspended in time. So I know you said that just in passing as one of the things you enjoy to do, but I really, you know, I completely get it. I completely get how something as, you know, small as getting your nails done on a regular basis can do so much to make us just feel good for a little while or make us feel like we're doing something for ourselves.
Yeah.
So I totally get that.
Yeah. Sometimes it's even like just fixing my closet, you know, or like listening to music. It's nothing big. It's just, if you're doing something for yourself, even, yeah, like as little as fixing your closet, I feel like it does something to you mentally and like, you know, you're doing something for you. So yeah. It's a good thing.
So any act where it's directed towards yourself, mm-hmm. and to you is a form of self-love, self-care that right. you practice. Nice. Thank you, Rhea, for so much of what you've shared and in today's episode. I know you're a private person and I've kind of, you know, poked into your life to see what's going on and how you do things. And so I really am appreciative of how much you've shared. Now we are at the end of the episode. So I like to ask my guests, what is their Project Loving Myself mantra or message, whether it is something you direct to yourself or you'd like to direct to our audience? What would you like to share?
When it comes to Project Loving Yourself, I think it's really about choosing the energy that you allow in your life. So for me, it just also means surrounding myself with good people and positive self-talk.
And you said earlier too, that something I really liked, you said to be kind, be kind in your communication to yourself. And that's the positive self-talk that you mentioned. So I think that's really great advice. Thank you again, Rhea. Rhea, how do people follow you? How do they get in touch? How do they find out more about the different things you do, like the clothing line, the store? Please let us know.
Well, I have an Instagram. It's Rhea Recommends, and I have a website, riarecommends.com.
I've been to the website. It's great. It has so many great articles in there, and it's really a fun read. So I do invite our listeners to check it out.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed.
Thank you, Rhea. Rhea had some very honest and real advice to give. Be kind, positive self-talk, just try, and surrounding yourself with the few people who believe in you and sharing your hopes and dreams with them instead of the whole world. There are some things we might want to keep private. DM me your thoughts or post and tag at Project Loving Myself Podcast and at Sanaya Gurnamal. Hit me up with the subscribe button and join the Project Loving Myself journey with me. Today's quote, be nice to yourself. It's hard to be happy when someone is mean to you all the time, is said by Christine Arillo. So don't bully yourself. It takes courage to believe in yourself. Be nice, be kind to yourself. You are loved.
Thank you for joining me this week on Project Loving Myself, brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Pod Machine.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.